Today, January 23rd, 2022, there was a peaceful protest in Belgium, Brussels, against mandatory QR codes and vaccinations. It was a beautiful and peaceful protest. Yet, something was horribly wrong. This is what is shown by the mainstream media as I speak.
Protests against COVID measures descended into chaos and violence in Brussels on Sunday, with some demonstrators attacking the building of the European Union External Action Service.
Yet this is what the protesters experienced. What happened? Something that has made me furious, and I want the world to know. This message is for the police, the military, the mainstream media, and Antifa. All four of you, as clearly you were in this together, and we have the videos to prove it. While the peaceful protesters did their beautiful thing, you set up stage and performed a nauseating act. Notice the difference. Colourful protesters, as always. What a sharp contrast with the four of you. Let's start with the aggressors, shall we? They were Antifa members, as you can see by their flag. Eerily similar to the Nazi flag, but surely that's just a coincidence. By the badges on their coats, and by the fact that they always wear black clothes and cover their face in order to hide their identity. Antifa members are paid to do what they do. Be aggressive. Throw stones and firework, scream, shout, fight, and vandalize. Who pays them? George Soros. You don't believe me? Then watch part 2 and 3 of The Fall of the Cabal. Plenty of evidence there. Number 2. The mainstream media. How come you were positioned at precisely the right locations, running around right in front of the police? Gas masks, helmets. You knew exactly what was going to happen, didn't you? Number 3. The police. Poor officers, just doing their job and following orders. How dare they attack you like that, hmm? Here you are, waiting for orders. You are being attacked. They throw gas canisters at you. They beat you. They throw entire fences and trash cans. And oh my God, they even shoot at you. Why don't you act? What are you waiting for? Arrest them. Number 4. Who's the squaddie? Why is he giving orders to the police? Why is he allowing the press and Antifa so close to him? How come the aggressors, Antifa, are allowed to walk side by side with the police? And when a police officer seems to forget they are on the same side and sprays him, his mate shouts, "Hey, it's us," in French. The officer apologizes and the men are allowed to proceed and mingle. What the hell are we looking at here? I'll tell you what we're looking at. A great big fucking scam, that's what. The governments are losing power. They're freaking out. So, they create chaos and blame it on the peaceful protesters. How? By accepting the kind offer of Soros to pay for a bunch of actors who set Brussels on fire, who vandalize and pretend to attack the police. I mean, look at this footage a few times. It looks like a big thing, but nothing really happens. The media covers it and blames the anti-vaxxers. And then, just for the fun of it, you beat the shit out of a peaceful protester. Or maybe he was just walking by and had nothing to do with it. But he most certainly was not one of your Antifa colleagues. Now, was he?
C'est trop! Non, mais ça, c'est trop! Regarde! 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 De maltraiter des mecs comme ça, c'est hallucinant!
Arrest a bunch of others, beat them into your police buses, and take them away. Shame on all four of you. Do you really think we're stupid? Do you really think we don't see through your bullshit lies? Your disgusting strategies? Do you really think we believe in these tear gas canisters? Remember the theater props from part 3 of The Fall of the Cabal? Yet another Soros project, hmm? Do you really think you'll get away with this? The day will come that you will all be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. And if you think you'll get away with it, for you were just following orders, you're a fool. You will be held accountable in a court of law. Until that time, we, the people, will continue our peaceful, colourful protests. We do not attack the police. We do not vandalise. We do not dress in black. That is simply not who we are. Oh, and for God's sake, stop calling us anti-vaxxers. Some of us are, yes. But most of us are simply not willing to take part in a medical experiment. For that's what it is. Period.